If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Tech entrepreneur and Meghan Markle ally Christopher Boozy has stirred controversy by questioning the authenticity of Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis video and accusing the British royal family of engaging in a misdirection campaign, RadarOnline.com has learned. Boozy's comments, made shortly after the video went public, have sparked a heated debate about the integrity of the announcement and the motives behind it. Boozy, known for his outspoken opinions in the royal sphere, condemned the video as akin to North Korean propaganda and criticized the palace for what he perceived as deceit. In a post on X, Boozy expressed his skepticism towards the official narrative, stating, "The palace lied, and the British press happily helped them lie." The countless conspiracy theory headlines, while knowing a lot of what was being said was true, he wrote in a post shared to his 357,000 followers. "This is really some North Korea, Trumpian type of propaganda." He shared a follow-up post that read, "I am sorry to hear Kate has cancer, and I hope she has a full recovery. But it is also clear that all three earlier photos of her were fake, and the palace tried to cover it up." The backlash against Boozy's claims was swift, with royal watchers and social media users condemning his accusations as insensitive and baseless. "Whom the palace lied? Nah, you just couldn't keep your nasty little noses out of things, and I'm not even a royalist," sneered one ex-user. "She is a mother to young children, a wife, a daughter, a sister. She is a damned human being who should not be hounded at the darkest time in her life. You are despicable," another raged. Comparing a cancer-stricken mother who told you she'd say something after Easter, "It's still not Easter," to Donald Trump and North Korea is beyond vile. Despite facing criticism, Boozy persisted with his allegations, pointing to supposed discrepancies in photos of Kate prior to the announcement. Rumors of a body double being used in the video further fueled the controversy, with a BBC reporter, Sonia McLaughlin, questioning the identity of the individual beside the future queen. These speculations have added a layer of complexity to the ongoing debate surrounding Kate's health status. Harry and Meghan, who reportedly learned about Kate's diagnosis through television like the general public, expressed their well wishes for her recovery in a brief statement. The couple emphasized the importance of privacy and healing for the princess and her family during this challenging time.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.